Defending liberty 1 hour at a time and broadcasting live from the RWB Network studios in New York City, this is the Rhino Report. Always right.
You want answers.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
I've now been in 57 states. I think one left to go.
We are going to raise taxes on the middle class.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard.
You are very rude.
We are going to make America great again.
USA! USA! USA!
It's our Americans. Let's roll.
And now, here's your host, the Rhino.
The new sheriff now.
Hey, hello, hello, hello. I am the Rhino, and this is my report today, January 5th, 2017. By the way, it's a Thursday, and we're coming to you from the RWB Network Studios here in New York and distributed by CRN Digital Talk Radio. Have you guys ever wondered why kids don't play cool games during gym anymore in school? Well, wonder no more. It's because idiots like 18-year-old Jason Sigler from Maiden Rock, Wisconsin, during a game of dodgeball, he and two of his friends had gotten to the point of outnumbering the other guy on the other side of the court, and they bombarded him with dodgeballs. When that one player threw a ball back and hit Sigler in the face, Sigler then went across the court and punched the opponent right in his face. Thanks for ruining gym for everyone, Jason. This is why our kids are now forced to play pseudo-Quidditch in gym. It's terrible. All right, let's get to today's headlines first. Less than 48 hours after Megyn Kelly gives her forgettable going-away speech on Tuesday's Kelly File, 21st Century Fox executive Rupert Murdoch has already found her replacement, and her replacement is one of only two people to outperform her in December. Is NBC getting damaged goods? Also, while New Yorkers do a lot of things really well, apparently driving trains is not one of them. Yet another train derailment causes over 100 injuries. Agencies from across the state and country are investigating. However, one person was conspicuously absent from the scene. And a mentally ill boy was kidnapped and tortured at the hands of animals in Chicago, all recorded on Facebook Live. Taunting the boy with racial slurs and crude acts for over 24 hours straight, and Chicago police still weren't sure if it constituted a hate crime. What a sad story. All that, plus Hillary Clinton may be emerging from the hiking trails of Chappaqua to run for another office in 2017. James Clapper answers questions on the Hill, and here's a riddle for you guys. What's white with blue, has five wheels, and is loaded down with crap? Find out later in today's show, but first, let's kick this show off the same way we always do, with a salute to our country with the Pledge of Allegiance. Thanks, kids. Oops. We almost had the kids go twice. They can't sing twice, guys. Check out rhinoreport.com. Rhinoreport.com. New articles, new rhino rants, new videos. You can check out the How to Listen tab on there. Lots of cool stuff. And as always, you can follow us on Twitter at Rhino On Air. That's at Rhino On Air. Or Facebook, facebook.com/TheRhinoReport. And you can always email me, Rhino, R-Y-N-O, at rwbnetwork.com. Hang in there, guys. We'll be right back. Hey guys, Ryan the Rhino DeSico here for my friends at Liberty HealthShare. If your healthcare has become a burden and you're worried about being stuck for another year, listen up, because you do have options. Liberty HealthShare could be the solution to your problem. Open enrollment is here, and this could be your chance to free yourself from insurance. Take this opportunity and join Liberty HealthShare. You can finally be in control and have freedom when it comes to your healthcare. Liberty HealthShare offers an entirely open network, which means you choose your own doctors and you choose your own hospitals. Liberty HealthShare offers freedom from insurance, meaning there are no related tax penalties. To find out how you can easily make the change, call Liberty HealthShare today at 855-585-4237 or visit their website at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. Do it today. All right, guys, welcome back to this Thursday edition of the Rhino Report. We have a lot to get to today, but first, you know, you got to check out rhinoreport.com. Lots of cool stuff there. We got the new articles, we got the How to Listen page, we got some new videos up there you got to see. Also, big shout outs to everyone listening right now, Red Nation Rising Radio, Streaming Talk Radio, and KLRN Radio. And you guys know you can always find the old episodes on iTunes, TuneIn, Spreaker, Stitcher, Podbean, and iHeartRadio. So, I heard some disturbing news this morning, and it didn't just have to do with that Chicago stuff. We'll talk about that later. That deserves quite a bit of time. That was vile, it was tough to watch, and what was even tougher was the police response, or the brass, their response after all this. But the disturbing news I heard had to do with the Beast of Chappaqua. The Beast of Chappaqua might be making their way off of the hiking trails and down into the city of New York. Yeah, there's some reports that Hillary Clinton is talking about running for mayor of New York City. See, they have to do this. The Clintons, when they're not in power, they don't have any friends. They don't bring any money in. That's what drives their income. And we saw this through all the emails and everything else, that they need to have some sort of position of power in order to fund themselves, because the salary they get as a senator, as a president, as a dog catcher, whatever it might be, is not enough on its own to sustain the kind of lifestyle that they enjoy. So they need to run for stuff so they can make all these promises to countries like Qatar and Saudi Arabia and Oman. You know, we'll do it under the guise of stronger together. And we'll do it under the guise of feminism. But not really, because the people who fund our campaigns, they're not exactly feminists. They also throw homosexuals off of buildings. But we're going to pander to the LGBT vote, you know. So they got to run for something. They got no friends. They got no money without being in office. Nobody likes them. They're not likable people. They don't even like each other. So how are we supposed to like them? So the primary for New York City coming up, it's 2017, so coming up fairly shortly, is going to be, it sounds like, Hillary Clinton going up against the incumbent. He'll have a primary challenger, Bill de Blasio. Now, it's worth noting that these two are sort of friends. Sort of friends. Bill de Blasio, the current mayor and comrade here in New York City, he ran her campaign for the Senate, the U.S. Senate, back in 2000. So, they have a good relationship. However, it took him a little while to endorse Hillary. See, Bill de Blasio is an ideologue. He much more aligns with a Bernie Sanders. Now, the difference is Bernie Sanders would be offended if you called him a communist. You can call him a socialist, and he goes, okay, I get it, right? So, if you call him a communist, he gets offended. But Bill de Blasio, you call him a communist, he says, thank you. Because that's what he is. He much rather this country, and New York is very much like Cuba right now. He much rather this country run like Cuba. That's what he sees as the utopian government. So you're going to have de Blasio and Clinton. And the wild card, supposedly, is Bo Dietl. Bo Dietl, you guys seen him on Fox News. He's been in a bunch of movies. He's a former NYPD detective. He's a private investigator. All sorts of good stuff. Probably the most qualified person to be mayor. But out of these three, he'll probably come in third. You know, if it was just Dietl versus de Blasio, in the primary, Dietl wins. Now, Dietl is running as a Democrat, because you have to be a Democrat to win in New York City. The only reason Mayor Bloomberg, his first term, he was a Republican because he was following Rudy Giuliani, and there was a strong amount of support for a write-in campaign for Giuliani. This was post 9/11, just after 9/11. So that's why Bloomberg was a Republican. Other than that, he was independent the next two terms. So Clinton, she would beat de Blasio in a primary in New York, and Dietl comes in third. Now, the Clintons, they don't really care about the friendship too much with de Blasio because he's getting in the way of their money. This Teneo Industries that's somehow connected to the Global Clinton Initiative and the Clinton Foundation, they're on the balls of their butt right now trying to stay open because everybody's pulled their money out. That's also the place where the former NYPD commissioner is now working as head of security, just FYI. So, I think Hillary, if she wants to do, it's a big step down. It is. I get it, New York City's a great city, it's the capital of the world, it's Times Square, it's the Naked Cowboy, it's all that stuff, I understand. I personally don't like it, but some people love it. This still would be a step down for her. You talk about a U.S. senator, you talk about Secretary of State, you talk about a presidential candidate, the first female nominee from a major party, blah, 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 blah. It's still a step down. But it can still drive money. They can still get money into the coffers. It may not be at the same rate because the influence is less. But New York is the financial capital of the world. So they will figure out a way. Where there's a will, there's a way with the Clintons. So, I would not be surprised. You have, de Blasio's numbers are not good. They're really not good at all. He has like a 35% approval rating. White voters disapprove of de Blasio, according to Quinnipiac. 67-28. Black voters approve of de Blasio, 71-22. So, it's really split. New York has been split. It's been split down the NYPD line. If you support the NYPD, you do not support Bill de Blasio. If you don't support the NYPD, you're a big de Blasio fan. A lot of you guys don't remember this, but when he first was running for mayor, he told his son that they should be scared of cops. Yeah. So he's probably not going to win. Plus, he will not get the backing of Governor Andrew Cuomo. These guys hate each other. Hate. There's no respect anywhere between these two. And they're both as corrupt as the day is long. They're both just in, like, the waiting room at a federal correctional facility waiting to get admitted. That's where they are politically right now. Hillary Clinton thinks she has escaped everything. She has a clean slate. I don't know. You know, all the flack that Donald Trump is catching lately, what if he goes back on his promise? And he says, we should pursue charges against Hillary Clinton. They are not going to go away. They're like vampires. You need a special tool to make them go away. If I'm Trump, I look at this because it gets her name back out there. Now, will she run again in 2020 at the ripe old age of 215? I don't know. But you don't want to take that chance. Don't want to take that chance. All right. We have a lot more to get to today. We got to talk about this train accident. We do a lot of things really well in New York. Driving trains, not one of them. Megyn Kelly, her replacement is already set in stone. Rupert Murdoch made that official this morning, at least temporarily. And what do you think the answer to that riddle is from the first segment? I'll give you that answer later on in today's show. Guys, hang in there. Quick little break here.
Located in the heart of Maui's premier resort, Kaanapali Beach Hotel is officially recognized as Hawaii's most Hawaiian hotel. and the number one best value in Hawaii. With a range of accommodations and affordable dining options, this is the ideal setting to turn Hawaiian dreams into lifelong memories. Live Hawaiian entertainment every evening, free year-round children's programs, weekly arts and crafts fairs, welcome breakfast, and departure kukui'lei ceremonies add to the value. Swim in the whale-shaped pool, indulge in the fabulous spa and hotel salon. Enjoy Hawaiian hospitality at its best at the Ka'anapali Beach Hotel. Call 800-262-8450 or go to kbhmaui.com. That's kbhmaui.com. Aloha. Ka'anapali Beach Hotel, Maui's Hawaiian
Hotel. When you really want Italian food, really good Italian food, you've got to go to Columbo's. Columbo's Italian Steakhouse and Jazz Club, Colorado Boulevard, Eagle Rock. It's that little neighborhood place you wish was down the street from you. Why? Well, here's a couple of reasons. Value. You get a lot for your money along with a load of deliciousness. You're not eating corporate food. Columbo's is family-owned and faithful to their long-held family recipes. We're talking service that's never falling. You'll never get, "Hi, I'm Jennifer. I'll be your server tonight." Please. Jazz every night, sizzling steaks, luscious fish entrees, yummy Italian specialties, and the world's greatest meatballs. Need I say more? Oh, I will. Value, deliciousness, Italian family specialties, friendly service. Columbo's, yes! That little neighborhood place you wish was down the street from you. Columbo's, mangia.
This is a national healthcare alert from the Health Hotline. If you have severe knee or back pain and you have Medicare or private insurance, we have great news. Finally, there's a way to reduce your pain without surgery or taking medications. Call us today and learn how you can qualify to get a pain-relieving knee or back brace at little or no cost to you. We'll even ship your brace for free. If you have excruciating knee or back pain and you have Medicare or private insurance, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving, nearly invisible knee or back brace at little or no cost to you. I've used one. They're comfortable and they work, and we guarantee your happiness. So call right now and get yours. I promise, we're here to take your call. Thank you.
800-290-0759. 800-290-0759. 800-290-0759. That's 800-290-0759.
All right, guys, welcome back to this Thursday edition of the Rhino Report. We did a poll on yesterday's show. I think it was a Gallup poll, right? It was about conservatives and liberals and how liberals are taking from the moderates, and that's been the plan all along, and that's going to lead to these campaigns in the future that are much more divisive, and from, you know, there are no moderates anymore in this country. And I'm a little off stray here. But what I'm getting at is that today's Thursday, and we did our poll on Wednesday. So maybe pole dancing will be on Wednesdays from now on. The only reason why it was Thursday, just FYI, and I've had this question before, is because that, and during the primaries, is when most of the credible polling comes out, Thursday mornings. Once you get into the general election, and, you know, you get closer in August, September, October, they come out every 15 minutes. So we were doing more polls, you know, during that. But pole dancing started on a Thursday, because that's when the primaries, the polls generally are. So a little bit of inside, behind the scenes stuff here at the Rhino Report. Also, how do I know? How do I know that Bill de Blasio and Hillary Clinton don't like each other? Because it was a very amicable relationship for a while. He did get her elected to the U.S. Senate, after all. It's because of this. When Bill de Blasio finally endorsed Hillary Clinton, and it took a while. It took, like, what, 6 months for him to come around and say, okay, I guess I'll endorse her. He did it on MSNBC's Morning Joe. And when you get an endorsement from somebody, every endorsement Donald Trump got, it's a tremendous deal. There's press releases, there's Trump coming out saying what a great person this is and how much it means to him. Hillary didn't do that. Okay, the first thing the campaign did was they put out an email to reporters. That's how they deciphered the, you know, or dispensed the information out there. They said, a sign of the campaign's continued momentum. That's what they said about the endorsement from Bill de Blasio. Then, a couple of days after, you know, he endorsed, or a couple of weeks, whatever it was, he was off to Iowa to help her campaign. And he thought he was going to get some big surrogate speaking and, you know, engagements, talking to people, you know, because Bill de Blasio has so much in common with the corn farmer in Iowa. He thought he was going to get these big speaking engagements, and he was going to introduce her and my best friend, and here's the next president. Instead, they stuck him with a 19-year-old knocking on doors, walking 6 miles from house to house in the middle of corn country in Iowa. That's how I know they don't like each other. He did it for political reasons, which is why most people endorse somebody. They think later on they can get something out of it, and maybe an ambassadorship. We could have made him the ambassador to Antarctica. That would have been great. That would have been a good spot for him. He would have much preferred Cuba. But yeah, that's how I know. It's easy to tell around here who likes who, you know. The Clintons, they don't like anyone. They only like you if you give them money. But you got to give the money to the Clinton Foundation Canada. That's where it has to go first. And then from Clinton Foundation Canada, then they transfer that money over to the Clinton Foundation United States. And the reason being, of course, is because donations in Canada, you do not have to reveal the name. In fact, you can't reveal the name of the donor to any charitable organization in Canada. So that's why whenever you write a big check to the Clinton Foundation, you write it to the Clinton Foundation in Canada. That's why they do it. All right. Speaking of de Blasio and what's going on, we don't do trains here in New York City. We have lots of trains. We just don't drive them very well. You guys remember when we plowed through the Hoboken Terminal a few months ago? We had a big derailment a couple years ago up in the Bronx. And now we had this derailment at Atlantic Terminal. Atlantic Terminal, for those of you who are hockey fans, that is the stop for the New York Islanders, the Barclays Center. That's their stop. So you have to get off there, walk about a quarter of a mile through one of the worst parts of New York City to get to a brand new building. Anyway, the big news out of this was de Blasio didn't show up. He wasn't there. You have 100 people injured. You have train cars falling onto Atlantic Terminal Boulevard, Atlantic Boulevard, and no one's there. You had Cuomo. The minute he heard the train wasn't slowing down, he was on a helicopter to New York City. The train didn't even hit the bump stop yet, and Cuomo was on the ground. De Blasio, nowhere to be seen. And it's for a couple of reasons. Number one, it was early in the morning. He doesn't get up early. He gets up around 10 a.m. That's what he does. He goes to the gym. He goes an hour from Gracie Mansion in Manhattan to the gym in Brooklyn. He works out for a couple hours there. And then he goes to the little scone shop next door, gets his pastries in the morning, has his coffee and pastries. And then he goes back to Gracie Mansion or to City Hall. By the time he gets there, everyone's leaving. They're done for the day. And he says, oh, well, you know, I work at night. That's what he says. Yeah, I believe that. So he didn't show up. He says it's because no one died. So you have a train hanging off Atlantic Boulevard, hundreds of people injured, but no one died, so we're not going to be there. Well, he got called out on it. He got called out on it because he blamed Bloomberg for not being at a derailment in the Bronx when de Blasio was running for mayor. So we'll finish up this. Plus, we'll tell you about Megyn Kelly's replacement. Hey guys, Ryan the Rhino DeSico here for my friends at Liberty HealthShare. If your healthcare has become a burden and you're worried about being stuck for another year, listen up, because you do have options. Liberty HealthShare could be the solution to your problem. Open enrollment is here, and this could be your chance to free yourself from insurance. Take this opportunity and join Liberty HealthShare. You can finally be in control and have freedom when it comes to your healthcare. Liberty HealthShare offers an entirely open network, which means you choose your own doctors and you choose your own hospitals. Liberty HealthShare offers freedom from insurance, meaning there are no related tax penalties. To find out how you can easily make the change, call Liberty HealthShare today at 855-585-4237 or visit their website at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. Do it today.
Come to Angelo's and Vinci's Ristorante in Fullerton, California for our sizzling party savings. Book your wedding event or reception, your birthday bash, or a special event of any kind and celebrate at Angelo's and Vinci's. Come to Angelo's and Vinci's and celebrate in one of our many festive banquet rooms. It's an incredible fun event you'll never forget. Food, music, and lots of fun. Call for the details and don't forget our daily lunch and dinners, plus our Sunday champagne brunch. Just $14.95. Minestrone soup, sausage and peppers, pastas, chicken dishes, salads, scones and muffins, plus so much more. A chocolate fondue fountain, zeppelis, cannolis, fresh fruit, champagne, and Junior will be waiting to make the omelet of your choice from our omelet bar. Angelo's and Vinci's has been voted on the Orange County Hot List as one of the top five Italian restaurants for the past 6 years. And don't forget our award-winning pizzas. Thin or thick, they're yummy. It's all at Angelo's and Vinci's Ristorante at 550 North Harbor Boulevard in Fullerton, California. Call 714-879-4022. 714-879-4022.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
This is Larry Minetti for Herpanicin, the acne medication that really works from the inside out. If you suffer from skin problems, Herpanicin is the most unique and effective formula on the market. It cleans your skin from the inside out and gets rid of all kinds of acne and blemishes on your back, neck, and your face. It works so well, you can look and feel like a movie star. Herpanicin, a natural supplement created by Dr. Wayne Diamond. You take a pill, and that's it. I've been on these supplements, and they really work, folks. Don't be afraid to look in the mirror ever again. Get Herpanicin today. Call 888-467-4200. That's 888-467-4200. Herpanicin, it really works. 888-467-4200. Tell them Larry Minetti told you to call. And look and feel like $1 million with Herpanicin. Call 888-467-4200.
All right, guys, welcome back to this Thursday edition of the Rhino Report. I'm sorry for all the New York talk. Lots of New York talk today, but you know what? We are sort of the epicenter lately. We have two candidates running for president, both from New York. We have train crashes in New York. Lots of stuff going on here. And what's been happening here over the last 20 or 30 years is the city, you know, it starts to migrate outwards, and places that used to be, you know, nice bedroom communities or suburbia are now looking more and more like New York City. So it's starting to take over. That's why we have to get out of here. Gotta get out of here. But, you know, I was thinking about it. De Blasio, I think it was about a year or two ago, he said he has this great idea. Okay, here's the idea, guys. He wants to put trolley cars in Brooklyn. And that's because he sees them out in San Francisco, and he loves San Francisco, go figure. So he wants to put trolley cars in Brooklyn. And he scrapped the whole idea. Not because it already takes 3 hours to go two blocks in Brooklyn, not because of the traffic, no. That wasn't one of the reasons. It was because it was found out most of the contractors lined up to provide services, whether it be build the rails or ship the cars in, during the construction of this, were all donors of his. They're all big donors. So when he started getting investigated, the trolley car thing went away. And no one was that upset about it. You can't do it. It's impossible. If you're going to do it, you had to do it 100 years ago. But he was probably happy when the train fell off the track in Brooklyn, because he's like, ah, there are my trolley cars. No need to go there. Mission accomplished. All right, enough with De Blasio. He's a jerk. Tucker Carlson, that's going to be your new 9 p.m. slot Eastern on Fox News Channel. That announced by Rupert Murdoch today. It's going to be called Tucker Carlson Tonight, keeping the name, not the Tucker File. They're not going to do that. And they're also going to replace him with Martha McCallum. I like McCallum. She's good. She's good. She's going to be the new Megan, I think, is what they're thinking. They're going to put her in a slot temporarily at 7 p.m. doing the first 100 days. Now, we saw that prior to the election. You had that Chris Steigerwalt and Dana Perino. They did that, like, lead up on Sunday nights at 3 o'clock in the morning. The, I'll tell you what. That was a stupid show, wasn't it? That was a dumb show. But so they're going to have Martha McCallum do the 7 p.m. It's going to follow the first 100 days of the Trump presidency. And McCallum is also going to co-anchor the network Fox News Channel, their Inauguration Day coverage on the 20th with Bret Baier. See, that's why I think they're trying to make her a new Megyn Kelly. Put it with Bret Baier. They're always together. I'm not sure if they liked each other, but they were. Tucker Carlson is having a run. He outperformed Megyn Kelly in December. So this was an obvious choice for Fox News. They're going to hear all this stuff from the left and from the liberals about, you have O'Reilly and you have Tucker and you have Hannity. You don't have any females in there. They don't care. They don't care. It's about who's good at what they do. It's about ratings. You know, I don't think Rupert Murdoch cares about that stuff. Yeah, adults 25 to 54. Tucker was second behind O'Reilly in December. That's pretty good. That's good. This is a good move. There were people I would have liked to see there. That Bartiromo, she's pretty good. I don't know. Shannon Bream, she would have been all right in that spot. Tucker, though, his show is making a lot of waves on social media, and it's pretty popular amongst a group of people who fled Megyn Kelly. The ones who turned the TV off and then turned it back on for Hannity, those people are drawn in by Tucker. I'm not sure how his ratings are stacked up against Greta, but they're better than Brit Hume. I was hoping they wouldn't put Brit Hume in the 9 p.m. slot until they figured out something else. That would have been a nightmare. He is just... Watching him is like watching paint dry. It's the most boring thing you can do with your life. Terrible. All right, so we got that out of the way. We did enough de Blasio stuff. We got to talk about this Facebook Live thing out of Chicago. Now, but first, before we do that, I want to remind you of what MTV told us in the last couple of weeks of December, because they made a plea. But were they making a plea to the wrong people?
Hey, fellow white guys.
It's about to be a new year.
And there's a few things we think you could do a little bit better in 2017.
First off, try to recognize that America was never great for anyone who wasn't a white guy.
Can we all just agree that Black Lives Matter isn't the opposite of All Lives Matter? Black lives just matter. There's no need to overcomplicate it.
Also, Blue Lives Matter isn't a thing.
Cops weren't born with blue skin, right? I mean, yeah, they weren't born blue.
Stop bragging about being woke. Stop saying woke.
Learn what mansplaining is, and then stop doing it.
Oh, and if you're a judge, don't prioritize the well-being of an Ivy League athlete over the woman he assaulted.
We all love Beyonce, and yeah, she's black, so of course she cares about black issues.
I'm talking to you, Fox News.
Feel free to take Kanye West, though. You guys can have him.
You know what you did, Kanye.
Nobody who has black friends says that they have black friends.
And just because you have black friends doesn't mean you're not racist. You can be racist with black friends.
Look, guys, we know nobody's perfect.
But honestly, you could do a little better in 2017. Some of you guys do a great job. Some of you don't.
Please, because 2016 is bad. 2017 can't be worse than this, all right?
Yeah, that's what they told us, right? It's all our fault, our problem. We're a bunch of bad white guys. Really, really bad. Well, I guess this guy who was mentally ill, he was taken captive, he was kidnapped, he was tortured, he was forced to drink toilet water. I guess he was just a bad guy. Do you think MTV has any accountability here? No one will bring it up, and they won't even mention it. But when you put out propaganda like that, when you tell about 80% of the country that they're doing everything wrong, and then you have a faction of people who buy into that. And then this happens. Is someone like MTV to blame for that? Or is it the culture? We saw the hashtag last night, right? Was it BLM kidnapping? Now, we haven't seen any Black Lives Matter ties to this kidnapping yet. I'm sure they're going to pour through all of the social media. Now, there are four people arrested in this. You had two females and two males. The one streamed the whole thing live on Facebook. I was wondering to myself, do you think President Obama would say the two men arrested would look like his son? Do you think so? I don't know. He's been pretty quiet about it. But we'll continue with this when we get back. Plus, I have the answer to that riddle that I told you in the first segment. I know you're waiting with bated breath. Hang on there, guys. Quick little break here.
Experience a luxury boutique hotel escape in the heart of Laguna Beach, California, with the finest art gallery, shopping, dining, and nightlife just steps from your door. The heart of Laguna Beach, the edge of the sea. It's the Inn at Laguna Beach. Enjoy our comfortable rooms, blending the style of a timeless beach bungalow with the modern comforts of today. 70 newly appointed guest rooms and suites await you at the Inn at Laguna Beach. Then, relax at the rooftop bar, where you'll indulge in breathtaking views of the ocean. For dining, you'll find libations and local cuisine on the California coastline, including dining at the legendary Las Brisas, a Southern California landmark. The Inn at Laguna Beach, footsteps from Rome to village to sea, located in the heart of Laguna Beach. The Inn is within walking distance of all that Laguna Beach has to offer. No car required. The Inn at Laguna Beach, 211 North Coast Highway in Laguna Beach, California. Call 800-544-4479 or visit innatlagunabeach.com.
Let me take just a moment or two, if I may, and talk about a great place to eat. That's right, for you folks anywhere in the eastern San Fernando Valley, drop in to Bob's Big Boys. That's right, in Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. Now, everybody remembers the name Bob. They're getting bigger and bigger every day. And little old Bob carrying the hamburger in his checkered overalls is the same Bob that you remember from back through the years. And, of course, if you want to go in for a great lunch, remember their classic burger, the original double-deck hamburger combination. Delicious 100% pure ground beef in two patties with American cheese, lettuce, and our famous Big Boy special sauce. The name is Bob, and I think when you go in, you'll say, by golly, I'm sure glad that I found this restaurant because it's good for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. They've got all kinds of things, and all you have to do is remember. Bob's Big Boy in Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. It's a great place to eat.
All right, guys, welcome back to this Thursday edition of the Rhino Report. We're talking about this Facebook Live video. You had two black men, two black women kidnap one mentally ill 18-year-old boy, tortured him, beat him, scalp him. They were yelling, F white people, F Donald Trump. It was like 24 to 48 hours. I heard about this, and I mean, immediately, just... I was a cross between very sad and very angry. What kind of person do you have to be to torture a mentally ill individual? Now, some credit will go to Chicago, the cops here. They did a good job. They saw this kid walking around disoriented with only like his boxer shorts on, and it was like 25 degrees out. So they asked him what was going on. He told them, and then they arrested people. And, you know, you got to be really stupid to broadcast this kind of stuff live on Facebook. It takes a special kind of stupid to do that. And you would do it for only one of two reasons. Number one, you're high. You're on drugs, you're high. That's the first reason. The other reason would be because you think what you do won't matter, that people will not hold you accountable, that you can act lawless and still get away with it. So it's one of the two. I don't know, maybe it was some combination of both. But I was a little upset also with Chicago Police Department not outright condemning this as a hate crime, yesterday when the arrests were made. If this had been four white people beating up a mentally ill black person, this would have been a hate crime from the start. From the start. And then you go to CNN, and they're showing this, sort of. It's all blurred out, and all the bad words are muffled out, beeped out. And they're debating as to whether or not this is a hate crime. F white people, F Donald Trump. They kicked him, they hit him, they made him drink toilet water, they scalped him for a period between 24 and 48 hours recorded on Facebook. What is to discuss here? It's not up for debate. The evidence is right in front of you. CNN, they still don't understand either. They don't understand why they have no ratings. It's because they represent a very, very small radical contingent of the population. I know a lot of people were very mad about this on Twitter and Facebook last night, trending for hours. I mean, it's still like number two in the world trending. And they just said that they are going to charge them with hate crimes. That could carry a sentence of 30 years. It could. And here's the thing. Whether or not Chicago did that or not, once Jeff Sessions is the AG, it's going to happen anyway. Going to happen. Because you got to put your foot down with this stuff. You have a record number of shooting and murder victims in Chicago in 2016. I mean, up 1,000 in shooting victims from 2015. Over 250 more murders than 2015 in Chicago. Double what New York City and LA is combined. And this, you're going to say, well, I don't know. Does that or does that not promote lawless behavior? You have to put your foot down. You have to commend this on both sides. Doesn't matter what color, what race, what language the people speak, what they are. It doesn't matter. It has to be condemned. What's good for the goose is good for the gander. You have to be across the board. They will stop at nothing to try to persecute a cop who may or may not have made the hardest decision of their life by pulling the trigger with a decision time of less than a fraction of a second. They will debate that. They will condemn him for abuse of force. But this, they got to think on this. Chicago, you're doing something wrong. You're doing something really wrong. If I live in Chicago, I'm out. I'm gone. The city's done. It's over. The fact that you're, and you know they had to pass this through the DA's office, and it had to go through the mayor's office. Someone just couldn't say this is a hate crime, and this is unacceptable. You have to let people know when their behavior is unacceptable. And this should have taken, a four-year-old could have told you that this was a crime. And it was a crime based on the skin color of the victim. But no, they got to make it political. They were trying to figure any reason they could say this was not a hate crime. But they couldn't figure it out. If I'm in Chicago, I'm gone. I'm nowhere near it. See, it took Detroit decades to fall apart. Decades. Starting to make a small comeback in little sections right now. Chicago, you're falling off the cliff. Get out. Get out. Bad news. Now you have the spokesman for Rahm Emanuel said, well, the only way to solve this gun violence problem, the only way to solve it is by enacting more gun laws. It's the strictest place on the planet to own a gun. With record numbers of shootings. These guns are not, they're not, these crimes aren't being committed by legally owned guns. It's the illegal guns. They don't get it. A once great city. Guys, you gotta take that W flag down. You gotta take it. You're not winning anymore. You're losing. You're losing big time. Congrats to the Cubbies, but as a city, you guys are done. Done. Gotta put your foot down. They're not doing it. All right. When we come back, we had James Clapper up on the Hill today talking about Russians. Can't let that go. A Massachusetts sheriff has a plan to solve the wall cost issue. end, we have the answer to that riddle. What's white with blue, five wheels, and full of crap?
CRN listeners, when you come to Southern California, stop by a great restaurant, the Dresden Restaurant at 1760 North Vermont Avenue in Hollywood. Enjoy great entertainment, like the music of the legendary Marty and Elaine at the world-famous Dresden Restaurant. The Dresden was a location for the making of the movie Swingers. Now you can swing with stars Marty and Elaine. Plus, enjoy great food, too, like French onion soup, artichoke hearts, and many other great appetizers. Seafood? There's salmon, shrimp scampi, New Zealand orange roughy, halibut, Lake Superior whitefish, and specialties like veal marsala, piccata, and parmigiana. Plus, we've got a great roast rack of lamb, chicken piccata, and cordon bleu, and pasta dishes, too. Steaks? Filet, New York, Chateaubriand for two. Much more, too, including pork chops, prime rib of beef, and an incredibly extra large cut of prime rib. It's the Dresden Restaurant, open for lunch Monday through Saturday and dinner Monday through Sunday. Check us out at 1760 North Vermont Avenue or call 323-665-4294.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
This is Larry Minetti for Herpanison, the acne medication that really works from the inside out. If you suffer from skin problems, Herpanison is the most unique and effective formula on the market. It cleans your skin from the inside out and gets rid of all kinds of acne and blemishes on your back, neck, and your face. It works so well, you can look and feel like a movie star. Herpanison, a natural supplement created by Dr. Wayne Diamond. You take a pill, and that's it. I've been on these supplements, and they really work, folks. Don't be afraid to look in the mirror ever again. Get Herpanison today. Call 888-467-4200. That's 888-467-4200. Herpanison, it really works. 888-467-4200. Tell them Larry Minetti told you to call. And look and feel like $1 million with Herpanison. Call 888-467-4200.
All right, guys, welcome back to this last segment of today's Thursday edition of the Rhino Report. You know, in Chicago, traffic and police stops are down 80%. 80%. They don't want to do their job. Why would they? Whenever they do something, they're on the 11 o'clock news. You pull some guy over, all of a sudden he's on Facebook, he's on Twitter, he's on the Fox News, he's on NBC News. Whenever a cop does their job, all of a sudden they're a celebrity, and they got to go into hiding. You had this story, what was it, a couple years ago, where the kid shot at the cop chased him, shot him in the back, he's dead, and the question is, well, did he shoot at the cop, or was it like above the cop's head, could he see the gun? He shot at a cop, he discharged the weapon in the city. If you shoot up in the city, what are you hitting? You're hitting buildings and windows and people. This has to stop in Chicago. It's got to stop in New York. It's got to stop in Detroit. It's got to stop in all of these cities. Law and order is coming, and it's coming fast. It's going to smack some people right in the head. Stuff gets me fired up. I hate that. I hate this stuff. It's becoming far too commonplace in this country. Far too commonplace. On November 8th, we voted for law and order. We are taking our country back, like it or not. That's what's happening on January 20th. I don't care what celebrity wants to or doesn't want to go to the inauguration. Who cares? Stay home. Nobody cares. Now they got a new video out, the celebrities, with this progress or Humanity for Progress video. Did you see this? It used to be called Humanity for Hillary. They changed the name to Humanity, and they're making demands. You have celebrities demanding things. What are you demanding? I'm going to make a demand. Don't go to the movies anymore. Stop buying albums. Stop. All of us have 4,000 movies on our Netflix, and we have songs on our phones. Stop buying stuff. If you stop buying stuff, they will shut up. You know why? They won't have a platform anymore. All right. James Clapper on the Hill today. We switch gears quick around here. James Clapper on the Hill today. He says, you know, the Russians didn't change any vote tallies. They were asking a bunch of questions. He didn't answer much. John McCain, this guy's a dope. He says, no escaping the fact that this committee meets today for the first time in the new Congress in the aftermath of an unprecedented attack on our democracy. Listen to the guy who barely got reelected, barely got past his primary. All of a sudden, right back to good old John McCain. We'll talk more about this tomorrow because you have Obama's getting his briefing from the CIA and stuff today, and then Trump's getting his briefing tomorrow. Why can't they brief him at the same time? Are they not going to read them the same report? Because now you get into the subjectivity of how it was delivered to you. And Trump could say this, and Obama's going to put him in the same room and give him the same exact briefing. I can't wait. Cannot wait for January 20th. It's going to be like the fourth happiest day of my life. Oh, this guy in Massachusetts, Sheriff, Bristol County Sheriff, Massachusetts, Thomas Hodgson's got a great idea. He wants to use inmates to build the wall down in Mexico. Take his inmates from Massachusetts, send them right down to Texas to build a wall. It'll teach them some skills. It's called Project NICE, National Inmates Community Endeavors. That, you know, that's not new. Use inmates for public works jobs all the time. Last little thing. Here's the riddle. We had the riddle. What is white with blue, has five wheels, and is full of crap? It's the moving truck outside the White House. There are pictures of the moving truck. Five wheels, right? It's got four wheels and a steering wheel. All right, well, it's there. They're packing it. And Georgetown University, LinkedIn, Instagram, and Facebook are going to make sure all the staffers that were in the White House for the last 8 years, they can find jobs. Hey, do you guys have any tech companies looking for jobs for you? All right, guys, hope you had a good time today. A big thank you to all those serving our country at home and abroad. And a big thank you to those in the law enforcement community. Thank you for all you do. Keep up the hard work. Please stay safe. God bless all of you. God bless all of your families. Have a great rest of your day, everybody. And until tomorrow, same bat time, same bat channel, I'm the Rhino, and I'm out.